27. Is approaching people like hustlers on the street the way we want to be known by the public? Of course. What do you think we're trying to impress the people with? Certainly not. Of course, what else can be said? Aside from what outsiders think, many devotees question the kind of the image we are projecting. Are our techniques or methodology too rough and aggressive? Of course they should not be too rough and aggressive. They should be, the devotee on Sankirtan should be determined to get out as many books as he can and to convince as many people as he can, even if they're the least interested. Because sometimes, by his expertise, by the mercy of Krishna, by his determination, by his surrender, sincerity, he can get so many people to take a book, which normally would, under normal circumstances, don't show the least interest. Sometimes a person may be interested in the book, but generally they're not. And we see that these books make devotees, no matter who takes them, whether the person is interested or not, whether he reads it or not, as long as he takes it with him, even if he doesn't take it home, the book is out there and many times has made devotees. So, of course, we don't want to see as any ruffians to be seen. We don't want to be seen as any ruffians or hustlers, but a devotee should be a gentleman or a lady, mature, exhibiting the good qualities that are found in a devotee, such as humility, tolerance, as well as determination, honesty. But we need to, if we exhibit the qualities of a devotee and we don't fall into the crazy things that went on throughout the 70s and 80s that caused us such a bad reputation, if we're simply out there humbling but very methodically and very determinedly trying to spread this movement, then we will be respected for that. In fact, that's one of the qualities by which we are respected, that we're determined. Most Sankirtan devotees have been told many, many times that I don't believe what you're doing, I don't believe in what you say, but I have to admire you for your determination and for your endeavor, for your sacrifice, doing what you're doing. So this will be known like this. So we need to be determined, and we have to have many devotees out there distributing books. And if the devotees are trained properly, and the book distribution in Sankirtan is being monitored and viewed and checked up on, by the leaders of the movement, then we can present the proper image as sincere religious persons endeavoring to enlighten an ignorant, suffering public.
We don't want to be seen as cheap salesmen that are trying to make a quick buck. If the question of hustlers, the question the word hustler is used, if it's taken in that context, then no, we don't want to be seen like that. But as far as approaching people, our movement is highly evangelistic. We are obviously trying to change people's consciousness, and so we want to be known, we want to be conspicuous, and we want people to take some interest in what we are doing. And as far as says, aside from outside of faith, many devotees question the kind of image we are projecting. I will say, this is my experience, that no Sankirtan devotee would say such a thing. Mostly people who has not done any substantial Sankirtan for several years would say such a thing, because they know that it's simply not true. Techniques and methodology too rough and aggressive? Well, it depends on the person. And if it's so, one should correct it and become gentle. And I've seen Pragosh distributing books, and it was quite impressive. Though at the moment, I don't think he is distributing books, but he's so smooth. His approach is so strong, determined, intense, and at the same time so gentle and friendly that people are overwhelmed by his genuine affection for them. And this is how we should strive to be strong, determined, enthusiastic, and at the same time very patient and gentle, so people can can actually trust us. Because book distributors may perform a kshatriya activity, but they are brahmanas, they are teaching people. Therefore, they should infuse this feeling to everyone that if they want to take spiritual advice, then these are the people I should talk to, because they are actually trustworthy.
Should Sankirtan devotees be protected or segregated for special treatment, i.e. no distractions, special prasadam, etc.? Every devotee should be protected in order to attain the schedule, regulation, the facility, the diet, schedule, etc. that they need for their service. If we run our temples and preaching centers, etc., in a mature, responsible way, according to Srila Prabhupada's instructions, then there won't be unnecessary distractions, but rather it will be a wonderful spiritual world atmosphere. And this prasada should be first class. We only eat what Krishna leaves as his remnants, and we should only offer Krishna the best. Not that there has to be a special diet, because the regular temple prasadam is just, you know, trashy food or degerminated, overprocessed, and not fit to be eaten by health conscious persons. Every devotee should be cared for properly. And every devotee should be cared for especially. Should anything be done to guard against elitism? Certainly. A high-level Krishna conscious program would guard against false pride, elitism, etc. Because everyone will know that whatever position I'm in, I'm very valuable, however insignificant it may seem to Krishna Sankirtan movement. And with humility, but determination and gratefulness that Krishna has given me this service, then there'll be no elitism. But that everyone will realize that we're not worthy or qualified for anything, but rather it is all the special mercy of the Lord that He's allowing me to engage in this service, this humble, menial service, whatever it is.
So, that was Nirguna's answer to question number 29. We somehow skipped 28, so I'll answer 29 and then we'll go back to 28. Sankirtan devotees are very special indeed. Even Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that those who are preaching Krishna's glories are the most dear to Him. So if we are not vegetarians, we are Krishnarians, so therefore, in this case, We are not elitist. We are just Krishnaist, because that's what Krishna says. These are the most dear devotees. And this segregation, simply, if it's dovetailed properly, will just enthuse other people to become part of the in-crowd, Sankirtan, which is not some kind of a polo club that accepts several, you know, just only members who have certain amount of money or name or prestige, but accepts everyone. Everyone wants to join. There is no restrictions. Everybody should be swimming in the ocean of love of Godhead and propagating the Sankirtan movement. Therefore, this kind of elitism, I think, is very positive, that we should incorporate everyone as part of Krishna. Everybody is part of Krishna's army. So whomever wants to join, just come on in. As far as no distractions, that should be given to everyone. No distractions, no maya. Special prasadam, yeah, why not? Why not? This is our only sense gratification, practically speaking, so there should be special prasadam to those who go out. Personally, when I stay back, I eat very simply, or I fast. So when I go out, I feel very enthused to come back and have a nice meal. So people should be encouraged to act this way. Now we go back to question 28, which is, what mistakes do you feel we, or you, have made in the past, either in regards to the presentation of Srila Prabhupada's books to the public, or in our own internal understanding of the meaning of Sankirtan and book distribution? Here's Nirgora.
Yes, the first most obvious mistake that I have experienced is that Sankirtan has been regarded as too much of a game or competition, where devotees go out and, you know, try to do real big, but then they become like shooting stars, and then you never see them again, or that you try to go out and get as much money as possible, which is good. We should go out and get as much money as possible, and we should distribute as many books as possible. But we can't let the quality and purity and spiritual nature of the activity diminish. That has to be maintained, and at the same time, we should do very nicely. And it could be, and it is, very exciting occupation. It's very enlivening. Vidya vidu jivana. So we have made mistakes in this, that Sankirtan has to be kept very pure. It's not that you can forget your sadhana and forget that you're dealing with Krishna's parts and parcels, and that these people have something to say, however misleading in society, but still we want to treat people as nicely as possible. And we realize that these people, although many of them are going to die very soon, still they're going to be around for some time to come. Some of them may see us again, and some of them may not, but we want to leave them with a very favorable mood, a very favorable impression, so that our wonderful reputation will grow, rather than to cause a bad reputation.
Once, actually not once, many times, or several times, I found people who had a harsh, pretty bad encounter with a devotee many years ago. And I asked them, okay, well, where was this at? And what year was it? So I explained it, well, this movement is very young, came to America in 1965, started in 1966. And if you met a devotee, you know, in 75 or 78, it's only, you're talking to someone 9 or 12 year old. Just imagine, you know, there is no much maturity. And we have grown. Now the movement is over 25 years of age, so we can act a little more maturely without passion and self-interest. And every one of them, every person I talked to, they actually left with a good impression. They may not have taken a book from me. Some did. But at least they left with a very good impression. So most of these mistakes, quote-unquote, are simply just a lack of growth and understanding, maturity. Plus, I think that just like Maharaj Pariksit asked the Bull, personification of religion, who did this to you, who beat your legs? And he said, well, if I said who, if I actually find a person who is guilty, then I will be just as guilty. So I think this is simply our own process. This is our own growth. This is how we grow up. Some people make some mistakes, and simply it's part of our family. We just take it as ours, and we go on pushing regardless of anything else. As far as the presentation of Srila Prabhupada's books, I think giving them away for free is a bad presentation. We should make people appreciative of Prabhupada's books, and therefore they should pay for it. At least in America, if they don't pay for something, they don't appreciate it at all. You can go out and try to distribute authentic $100 bills, and nobody will take them. But if you give 50-cent discount coupons to buy 100 fake $100 bills at the Kmart for $1.49, you would probably have quite a few people going buying them. So this is America, people, and once they pay for something, they keep it. They put it in the cellar, and then when they move, they take it with them. Maybe they pay 40 cents for it. So the same with the books. So we should keep some value to the books. If they are attached to material value, well, we give them also some value so they can appreciate it. Now, question number 30. A. What does it mean to be a Sankirtan fanatic, and how do non-Sankirtan devotees relate to such fanatics?
Well, Sankirtan fanatic can mean different things to different devotees, but one idea that I have in mind from what I've seen and heard the term used is that a Sankirtan fanatic is one who feels as though Sankirtan is the most important service, and or the topmost service. That means the same thing, or that it may even go to the extent that everyone should do Sankirtan, or at least as much as possible, and that such a person takes every opportunity available to perform Sankirtan. And he always preaches Sankirtan, and he makes it his life and soul, his daily regulation or his regular schedule. So as far as how the non-Sankirtan devotees relate to such fanatics, if that fanatic is broad-minded and appreciative of the service of other devotees, then they don't see any problem. But if that person is condescending towards other devotees, then certainly there's a problem. And even if the Sankirtan fanatic is very honest and humble and determined and sincere, and he's not exhibiting non-Vaishnava qualities, but he's actually a very good devotee, some non-Sankirtan devotees who may not be surrendering so much, or who may simply be envious, sometimes find fault in such a devotee or rationalize why they cannot be such a Sankirtan fanatic.
or B. How important it is for a book to Shiva develop in other areas, bhajan, cooking, deity worship, etc., as opposed to distributing books exclusively? It is necessary to be concerned about a Sankirtan devotee's development in other areas?
I think this is according to the individual. Of course, it's nice for every devotee to do a little bit of everything. But as it is said, that even one activity of devotional service is sufficient to go back home, back to Godhead. And in recent years, we've seen over the years of the growth of our movement that specific services have become more, how do you say it, individualized or
specialized.
That instead of the way it used to be, it still is for certain persons, but to a larger extent with many devotees in the very beginning, they would do a little bit of everything. The whole temple community would do things together. They would all do the morning program together, and then if there were just a few of them, then they would all have something to do with worshiping the deity, and then practically all of them would go out on Sankirtan together, and when there was a big feast, practically everyone would, you know, be cooking the feast, preparing the feast. And then when they were going out in Harinam, then they would all be learning to play instruments and sing and dance nicely. So now our services have become much more specialized. Of course, it's good to have a balance. Everyone has a specific need. Some are more scholarly than others. Some like to do deity worship, or it's their nature, or it may be a necessity. Others are very much into singing, playing musical instruments. There are so many. Some may be into construction or electrical work, or, you know, building temples or making repairs or maintenance or simply cleaning. Basically, it's according to the individual devotee. And also what is required at the time, place, and circumstance. Every devotee should be satisfied. Of course, everyone should learn to be satisfied with what is easily available, and we should easily make available everything that is required for a particular devotee for his rounding out his own character and expression of devotion to Krishna. So that's some devotee may be completely satisfied by simply distributing books, and he may perfect that service so much that he can be a great inspiration and teacher for hundreds or even thousands of other book distributors. So, and that may be sufficient. And for it to continue that, for him to continue that service, he may need to do a balance of a few other things nicely. He may need to expand in other areas, but he may be fully satisfied in that. And that, and if that particular absorption and that particular service is sufficient for him to be a well-rounded devotee as far as personal qualifications and devotional attributes are concerned in his character, then that would be sufficient. I think this is more of an individual situation. No opportunity should be barred from any devotee, should be held back if he needs to, or wants to, or has a propensity to, or to expand a particular area. If he can serve Krishna very nicely in one way, then why should that be held back? Of course, we should emphasize book distribution, but as Prabhupada said, this movement goes on two tracks, Bhagavata Marga and Pracharatrika Vidhi, or preaching, book distribution, etc., and deity worship. So I think this is, again, more of an individual thing.
I know such Sankirtan fanatic like Hare Krishna Swami and Rohini Sutta Prabhu and Harinamananda, and I admire them. How to relate to such fanatics with awe and veneration, just hoping to receive the dust of their lotus feet. How important it is for a book to develop in other areas. Prabhupada said a devotee should know how to cook, how to preach. That includes giving a class, distributing books, how to play musical instruments and sing, and how to manage. To manage is very simple. You make more money than the one you spend. To cook means to make palatable dishes that Krishna will accept with devotion and good ingredients and a taste. And to play music means that you can carry a tune somehow or other. You can play even kartals or mridanga or harmonium, any instrument or nothing. Just clap your hands. And to preach. To preach means to... A book distributor is a preacher, because some people dare to open these books when you sell it to them, and they read it, and they may even read it in front of you, and they may even ask you a question. So you have to be prepared. You have to read the books yourself, and you have to be ready to answer whatever question they have. So a preacher can and should perform all other activities. Preaching is the most important. Preaching is the essence of this movement. Therefore, one should be interested in learning all the other abilities, because a preacher is a leader and eventually will be in charge of some program. Somehow or other, Krishna will usually put him in such situations. So she should know how to manage a place and keep it clean and nice, and cook good prasadam and chant for the deities. Should be concerned about other areas? No, maybe not, but should be if the opportunity arises, then should be taken advantage of. Question number 31. Book distribution versus all the other things we so-call have to do. What is the problem? Well, it's like we can't put the cart before the horse. This is an evangelistic movement. It's a preaching movement, and we should put preaching in the forefront of this movement. Therefore, all of the things that we have to do will be accomplished by book distribution. Because what else do we have to do? We have to put books in libraries and preach to professors and preach to students and do Harinam, and all this is related to book distribution. So book distribution should come first, and all other things will somehow or other come. Krishna promises in the Bhagavad Gita we should have enough faith, and Krishna will provide the things that we lack and maintain what we have. So it's not a question of just making separate arrangements. If we please Yatya Prasada Bhagavad Prasada, if we please the spiritual master, therefore Krishna will be pleased, and Krishna will make all arrangements. Krishna is not poor, is not forgetful. We are his PR movement. Even any corporation who has a promotional agency takes care of them very well, and the agency is just working for them, trying to make whatever brand they have well known. So we are Krishna promotion agency, and we are trying to promote the Krishna brand, and Krishna is very grateful, and he's not going to forget about us, and he's going to provide whatever else we need to do, and it will come in a very natural way and much smoother than whatever arrangement we can do. We have our ideas, and Krishna has his own ideas, and because he's God, his ideas are better, he's more intelligent. Just a simple common sense. Therefore, whatever plan he has to provide the things that we need, he already knows, because he's also within the heart. He will take measures to do so. So we should trust that much.
First of all, it's not that book distribution has to be adverse to all the other things we have to do. Actually, that is the thing we have to do, and all the other things are to serve that book distribution. As well as book distribution is serving the spreading of the Krishna consciousness movement, and that's part of the spreading and the main spreading of the Krishna consciousness movement. So it all works together. The problem is that because we're not one-pointed in attention, as Krishna explains to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, we have so many splayed out interests, then there's so many difficulties there, the sensors are going to so many different directions, you can't really get a focus. There has to be cooperation amongst the devotees, and there has to be capable, responsible management. For instance, just one example, there could be so many examples. For instance, if the temple is not kept clean and orderly, and devotees are following the proper program, then it's a hypocrisy, practically speaking, to go out and preach an ideal lifestyle, or to go and invite people to come to the temple. It's very unenlivening, and it's very difficult to live and work and expand in such a situation. So everything must be kept first class, and the emphasis on book distribution has to be there from the top management on down. In other words, if it is put first in the forefront and as the focus of the temple, then it will be the guiding light that will, as Sarvatma was explaining in his own words, bring everything to fruition. So we need to focus on this, and then if everything is done in balance, there'll be no problem as book distribution versus all the other things we have to do.
Question 32A. Because of different circumstances, we cannot distribute books here in this country, in this area, in this temple, or in our own personal situation. Could you advise them?
Well, one may be, what immediately comes to mind is our present situation. On certain days, a bunch of old people, who have no interest in anything except, who knows what they have interest in. I don't know. It's hard to figure these people out. But in any case, or a lot of born-agains who are, completely envious and critical and elitist and obnoxious and slimy, creatures.
Sleazy and.
Anyway, so in other words, one may think, well, how can you preach in such a situation? But if the devotee is determined, he can go and by praying to Krishna, Krishna will give him the intelligence on how to do it. He may be able to humor the person, or he may be able to, just by his very determination and sincerity, make friends with such people, or somehow or other to interest a person in some aspect of Krishna consciousness or in the book that he can get them to take. We recall the incident in Germany when due to some either a particular way of preaching or a particular way of being viewed by the public, and all the anti-cult propaganda that was going on, and also the bigotry of the police, that the ISKCON movement was seen as a very devious, cheating organization. But because the devotees were determined to go out and to change the understanding, how the people view them, and change the image, and they were determined to distribute books, they went out and did it. And with their sincerity and determination and hard work and sacrifice, they were extremely successful. They became the most successful in the world. So in any particular country or the area, or the temple, that has to be gotten in order, the temple itself, temple community, or if one's own personal situation, just like there's one devotee who based everything he did on his astrological chart. So if you have to figure out, what house the moon is on a certain day and all these things, then it'll be difficult to do anything. Or if one's thinking that, well, I've always been a loser and I can't do it, or no matter how much I try, or it's I can't really seem to crack it, or that whatever, you know, personal problem one may have, pure Krishna consciousness can, as the prayer goes, by the mercy of the Guru, a dumb man can give eloquent speeches, a lame man can cross mountains, and a blind man can see the stars in the sky. What to speak of a sincere devotee who wants to distribute books, and so he's been placed in a situation to do so, and it's been given as his service, etc., that if he really makes some endeavor, associates with the proper persons, cultivate the proper habits, etc., and then he'll be able to, by the mercy of the Lord, Krishna will give him some means. Simply as Prabhupada quoted this verse, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upyantite, is that Krishna will enlighten the devotee from within the heart, or by any means necessary, in order to come to the proper understanding what to do, how to act, how to go about it. To those who worship me with love, I give the intelligence by which they can come to me. And Prabhupada quoted this verse in reference to someone asking what is the proper Sankirtan technique. He said, technique? This is our technique.
B. What are the problems peculiar to you or your Prabhu Datta Desh?
Well, we mentioned some of those. That's all.
Okay. We cannot distribute, because of different circumstances, we cannot distribute books here in this country. Well, the last few countries, like, you know, Soviet Union and, you know, Romania or places like that, they're being open. But there was book distribution going on. Even people who, I heard that, they went to the book fair in Moscow and copied the Bhagavad Gita by hand. This is what was going on.
Well, they would photograph each and every page.
Yeah, this is... so, obviously, where there is something that people want to do, if they have enough determination, they will accomplish it. So, I don't think there is any place where it's that impossible to distribute books. Maybe if you're going to be killed or something like that. But Krishna will protect you in any situation, just like he protected Sanatana Goswami, protected Haridas Thakur. Lord Chaitanya takes this very personally. As far as how to advise devotees to distribute books, they should read your manual, I guess. And what are the problems peculiar to me or my Prabhu Datta Desh? Well, I was born in Argentina. I distributed books there. I think book distribution is great and still going on very strongly. And I am in America, although somehow or other I'm in America. And may not be very favorable right now. But I know that America is a very important place, because the world looks at America like the big brother. What is America going to do next? Therefore, even if a whole country somewhere else becomes, if Bolivia or Madagascar or New Guinea become totally Krishna conscious, still it's not as influential to the world as if just one little 300 people town in America, in some obscure state in America. So these are the problems of Prabhu Datta Desh. One has to adjust to time or circumstance and do the best one can. 33. How much is the level of book distribution in a temple a barometer of its spiritual health? I think it's perfect barometer. This is an indication how much books go out, how many devotees are made, how many temples are open, or preaching centers come out of one particular temple. It sends couples or brahmacharis or whatever to open temples in other places. Like in New York, Prabhupada said there could be like, I don't know, what do you say, 50 temples or something like that. So this is preaching is unlimited. One should expand it. So the barometer, the book distribution is a great barometer, because the more books go out, the more preaching goes on, the more devotees will be made, the more open preaching centers will be opened, the more people will hear about Krishna, the more people will chant Hare Krishna. And I think it's pretty much the best way to measure spiritual health of a temple.
On one hand, I don't feel qualified to answer this. On another hand, we've also heard that the health of Tulsi Devi is supposedly a barometer for the devotion of a temple members. Some temples were small, some are large. Those which are large seem that they should be able to distribute more books. Some temples who are small, they don't distribute so many books, but they distribute sometimes even many more percentage-wise according to the members. Some devotees or some small temples, they have very nice projects going on. They're very determined and they're very mature. Other temples have quite a few devotees, but they're not able to work cooperatively together, and things aren't kept very nicely, and maybe one person is doing all the books. I really don't know how to answer this, but these are some various observations that I've seen in this regard.
34. Well, this is a spicy one. Can paraphernalia be instrumental to increasing book distribution? Are there dangers involved?
Paraphernalia is certainly dangerous with book distribution, and they should not be used because the tendency is that devotees rely on the paraphernalia for selling rather than for distributing the books. Someone who is very mature, he may use paraphernalia such as, you know, Krishna conscious keychains or, you know, offered incense or something like that in addition to the book, but not that it should take the place of the book. In fact, if a person is very expert, he can sell a person not only a book, but a set of books and an altar and a set of pictures and the incense and posters to go on the wall, and you know, dhoti and a kurta and saris and neck beads and japa beads and everything required to make your own Krishna conscious. So all these things need to be distributed and sold. But as far as small time trinkets and stuff, for the sake of getting money, this is very dangerous in the light of book distribution, because in practically all cases it's caused the fall down of the book distribution and the devotee involved.
I've seen stickers that say let's party naked, gay and proud, make a love light. This is the kind of, if you're talking about these kind of paraphernalia to go with books, I'm very much opposed. Even stickers like an American flag that is simply seems inoffensive. I think it makes a big dent in the consciousness of a person, because it makes them identify with the body. Yes, I'm an American. I'm proud to be American. So all these paraphernalia, which is seems like a good icebreaker to start a conversation, can be avoided altogether by the expertise of a book distributor that can actually break the ice by his own spiritual potency. These is obtained with a strong program, very good association, reading, eating only Krishna prasadam, and avoiding prajalpa, and especially with the strong, very strong desire to distribute Prabhupada's books.
What about the Jagannath stickers or Jagannath buttons?
That's all right, I can give them with the book, but why should you start with that? Americans are very simple-minded, therefore, if you give them a sticker that says, your wife is having an affair with someone else, they will laugh and put it in the bumper of the car and give you $20 for it. But if you show them a beautifully illustrated book that has 25 beautiful pictures of the spiritual world and is luxury bound and written in Sanskrit with Roman transliteration, etc., etc., they say, yeah, I can give a dollar for that. Or, no, thank you, I'm not interested. That was the best and the worst case. So I think his paraphernalia is detrimental to the consciousness of the book distributor. If someone is a book distributor, the desire of distributing books will be so big, so overwhelming, that paraphernalia will seem like a distraction, unnecessary distraction.
Not only that, what's contained on a Jagannath sticker or a Jagannath button is there with the book, plus thousands of times more,
yes,
millions of times more.
Number 35. Can temples be maintained financially by books?
Oh, definitely. No doubt about it. That's how I've maintained my preaching center and, our temple or, place of dwelling, which has always been in a temple or in a satellite book distribution house or something like that. It's a matter of rounding up the devotees and having them understand this philosophy. It's a matter of strong, direct management. It's a matter of preaching. Certainly, the temple can be maintained by book distribution. If it's not, then there are many problems. Many problems. All the problems come when temples are not maintained by book distribution. And this is actually the health of a temple, that it's being maintained by book distribution and preaching.
You can read the offering from the Tallahassee Temple in the Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja 1991. That's how I concluded the offering, that despite of all faults and shortcomings, that temple has been maintained by book distribution. At least wherever I've been, I've been maintaining the place with book distribution, related book distribution, or something will increase book distribution. And definitely I believe that there is no other way to maintain temples than book distribution, because we are cursed to be that way. Otherwise we will have to close the temple and sell the marble. But we should avoid that and sell books. This is a pastime, Lakshmi Narayan. We give Narayan to people, they give us Lakshmi, and then we put them together. So this is but because Narayan is complete, then we don't lose Narayan. When we give Narayan, we get more Narayan. So this is when we sell other things, then we are dealing with Maya. We are not dealing with Yoga Maya, we are dealing with Maya. Therefore, we are taking things from Maya, and Maya happens to be a loan shark. So whatever you take away from Maya, you have to pay back, and many times over. Matter of fact, no matter how much you pay, Maya will say it's not enough. So whatever other arrangements are done to maintain temples, it will be very complicated, very difficult. So the best way is by preaching, and the best preaching is book distribution. 36. How does book distribution fit into the scheme of Varnashram? Is book selling only for Vaishyas?
A book distribution is beyond Varnashram, and at the same time, it produces varnashram. This reminds me of Bhagavad Gita verse in the 13th chapter. Krishna says that I'm the source of all the modes of nature, yet I'm beyond the modes of material nature. And this is the transcendental position of book distribution, which is Krishna. It's Lord Chaitanya and his Sankirtan movement. And so it's beyond varnashram. As far as only for Vaishyas, certainly not. Book distribution is a brahminical activity, and at the same time, it can be done by Vaishyas or Vaishya nature devotees. Devotee means transcendental, actually, but he acts in one of the varnas or and ashrams. Also, it's also a chatur activity of fighting the maya, illusion, which is covering the living entities in this wacky society. So ultimately it's beyond all these things, and it's not that one should utilize an excuse, well, you know, I'm not, you know, a brahmana or chatur or vaishya or something like that, you know, therefore I can't do book distribution. You might not be able to do book distribution, but don't blame it on the ashram. It's, you know, it's any book distribution is a transcendental activity, just like a devotee is a transcendental activity. A transcendental entity. So actually the real varnashram system will be brought about by book distribution. And as far as who does the book distribution, anyone who is sincere enough and surrendered enough to please the founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada.
I don't know much about varnashram. I think book distribution is very fit, and it's not only for Vaishyas, it's for Vaishnavas, and whatever position they may occupy in society, they cannot still distribute books. 37. Are book bags harmful to your health? Please give your experience and suggestions.
I don't use book bags. I think they are harmful to your health. And for most persons, if you got them real heavy, and if you're serious about book distribution, then it most likely would be very heavy. This is what I do. When I'm working a parking lot, I use the buggy. I roll the cart, shopping cart, around with the box or bag of books in it. I also use a plastic bag, a paper bag, big, you know, grocery paper bag, double or third it, triple it, filled with books, and I alternate the hands that I carry it in, and I have just holding it with my hand in front of me, and I don't have this big thing dragging down one of my shoulders. If you have a source of books next to you, and you're at a traffic light or a place on the street or something, you may have your box down on the ground or in your little roller cart, and then you can carry a small book bag with some smaller books in it or something, like hold the big books in your hand, or you can just have a small book in your pocket and have the big books in your hand, and in this way you don't have to use a book bag.
Now that we are working here in the Smoky Mountains, we have boxes of books, and we put them right 2 feet away from where we are, so there is no problem. Sometimes I work at the airport, and then I put my cart with the books in some place where I can see them about 10, 15, 20 feet away. Therefore, I carry a bag, shoulder bag, Indian style, with probably half a dozen books at a time, never more than that. Plus, I have a hernia, so it's hard for me to carry any weight at all. I used to distribute books on buses in South America, both Brazil, Argentina, and Chile. And I used to carry quite a few, and that was pretty harmful to both my back, my neck, my shoulders, and my hernia as well, and my legs. So I don't recommend it at all. If someone wants to last in book distribution, they should avoid book bags. I even saw a devotee used to go out every day with 250 Krishna books or Science of Self-Realization in a duffel bag, like army type, up and down the buses all day long. He's like out of competition. Has been out for a long time due to these unnecessary efforts.
But one can also use a backpack, something like balance, and then he can, you know, carry some in his hand, and then when he's finished with what he has in his hand, he gets the ones out of his backpack or something like that. That's according to the devotee, whether he can actually handle them or not. But it should be something that's actually balanced or something that, you know, he can work with, not something that's going to be detrimental.
Well, that's the end of the questionnaire. I just want to thank Srila Das Prabhu for this effort in increasing book distribution or increasing consciousness of book distribution. I offer you my humble obeisances.
Same here. I offer you my obeisances. And this has been extremely enlightening. Not only that, I'm amazed at how intricate and involved you got in the questions, and how much you thought about this. And certainly this is definitely needed, and I'm sure it will be completely enlivening to everyone in the movement.
Please, if you have anything, if there's anything you need, or if there are any early results of how the manual will come out, feel free to write me at the Tallahassee address and the BTG or on the books.
So as far as book distribution in general, book distribution is our prime activity. Srila Prabhupada has said so. All his quotes on book distribution have been compiled in many various publications. And we should read these. We should perform book distribution. It should be preached in our temples and zones as a prime activity, just as it is in Srila Hare Krishna zone. And we really need this to save the world. There's no doubt about it. We need the example of devotees going out regularly, distributing books. And we need this manual. I think this manual will be very helpful and very instrumental in creating the book distribution Sankirtan army that we want to build for Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement, so that we can actually make the world Krishna conscious.